Welcome to the Bank Talent HQ podcast with your host, Brian Hoffman. Bank Talent HQ, talent gathers here.
Welcome to the Bank Talent HQ podcast. I am your host, Brian Hoffman. We want to continue our discussion this week on time management and how important it is to have time management and how it changes over your career. Last year, before the pandemic, Joe Mikoloff, the sales and service coach for Bank Talent HQ, wrote the following article on time management that was entitled, "I Don't Have Time to Read This Article." As a sales coach, the most common excuse I receive when encouraging bank leaders to implement a coaching cadence is that they don't have time. Similarly, many bankers and finance professionals tell me they do not have time for training or to complete coaching exercises. The reality is you do have time to coach and learn, but you're choosing not to prioritize these activities. And the irony is that making time for coaching will help you better manage your time for everything else. Before you can develop better time management skills, you first need to develop better time prioritization behaviors and beliefs. As Stephen Covey, the author of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, says, "The challenge is not to manage time, but to manage ourselves. The key is not to prioritize your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. Become far more productive at work. I strongly encourage you to consider these 5 critical priorities. Number 1, your goals. You'll always find time to do things that are important to you, that you're passionate about. You'll generally do whatever it takes to do something you love. The first tip for better managing your time is knowing your personal goals, what you love, and what makes you happy. This will give you the motivation to better manage your time. Clearly, I determine your short-term, annual, and long-term 5-year goals. Understand why you need to prioritize your time, both professionally and personally. We all have the same time, so why waste it doing something that does not fulfill our dreams or does not make us happy? You'll become far more productive with your time when you pursue something you love. Number 2, your business development activities. The banking and finance industry offers plenty of opportunity to achieve your personal goals. Clearly, if you succeed at work, i.e. by growing your bank, then you'll succeed in your personal life. Consider what business development activities you need to consistently perform and prioritize in order to be more successful at work. Create a business development activity plan that identifies at least 4 to 5 specific activities you will focus on every month to help you become more successful at work. For example, 3 community events, 4 new prospect meetings, 6 cross-department referrals. By focusing on a few core business development activities each month, you'll be able to determine and better prioritize your efforts and consistently achieve better results. Number 3, your clients or customers. Of course, your clients are your priority. Servicing their needs is your primary responsibility as a finance professional, and this consumes a large proportion of your time every day. But how efficient and effective are you at servicing their needs? And are you capitalizing on this time to also improve time spent on business development? Review the processes and resources available to you to look after your clients. Leverage these processes and resources more effectively to achieve customer satisfaction. Stop overthinking and overservicing, and stop simply being an order taker. Remember, you are a finance professional. It is far easier and more efficient to grow your bank and achieve your personal goals by exploring your clients' broader needs every time you engage with them. This will enable you to promote more bank solutions and seek referrals to new clients. Number 4, your internal meetings. Throughout my banking career, I attended many, many, many internal bank meetings, and I can confidently say that at least half of them were a complete waste of everyone's time. Can you relate to this observation? If the internal meeting is not driving greater results for all attendees, then question the need to meet and consider an alternative way to communicate the information and/or gain feedback. To be clear, I'm not discouraging you from being a team player. I'm simply encouraging you to become a more productive team. Review your calendar every month and ask yourself, why do we need this internal meeting and why do I need to attend? When invited to another internal meeting during the month, I encourage you to ask why, because more diligent and deliberate about internal meetings. Number five, your personal development. As stated at the beginning of this article, if you want to be more efficient and effective with your time, it is important that you invest time in developing your skills, behaviors, and beliefs. What is a more effective use of time? Spending 2 hours making 60 cold calls to get 6 meetings? Or spending 1 hour learning a better way of cold calling so you only need to make 20 calls to get 6 meetings? The best way to become more effective and productive with your time is to consistently review your efforts and develop your skills. Committing time each month to personal development will enhance the results you derive from business development activity, client engagements, and internal meetings. Sounds like a great use of time to me. Please stop considering coaching as something you do if you can find the time and start making it a priority each month so you can better manage time you have. Remember, to be more effective at time management, you must first understand and schedule your priorities. One of the top priorities we're helping you with in 2021 is finding new talent for our organization. We just announced this last week that we'll be holding a virtual career fair on April the 20th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Employers will be able to choose select times to be available to chat with job-seeking candidates seeking full-time, part-time, and internship positions. The candidates will be diverse students and alumni from colleges and universities across the U.S., and it is all happening online. The top reasons to participate include lower recruiting costs by using our online virtual solution to screen and recruit quality candidates, interact in your own chat room with the option to conduct video interviews, unlimited access to all registered candidates' information, including exporting electronic resumes, save time, travel, and staff required to participate in an all-day on-site event, efficiently involve subject matter experts and other decision makers in the recruiting process, eliminate transportation and overhead costs associated with booth design and production. Find out more about the Bank Talent HQ Career Fair by visiting our website at www.banktalenthq.com. Thank you for joining us today, and remember, talent gathers here.